Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's one thing if you're going to drink your own body juice and your own skin particles, but I don't think that you need to be sharing them with other people.
That's gross.
Anyways, happy birthday! What's up, friends? Welcome back to Overshare, the podcast, the Lily's birthday edition. I'm Jocelyn, joined by, as I'm sure you guessed, my co-host, Lily. Hi.
This is my birthday party.
Yes, this is your official Overshare Zoom birthday party on YouTube and also in podcast format for those people who want to double dip and party really hard. But Lily, are you ready to rage?
Yeah.
Oh, let's just jump in. So over it.
What she said.
Okay, so I know you're over something.
Well,
I
had something, but then I got distracted by something else I'm over that is in the corner of my mouth. I've had one deep zit that I've not been able to get rid of, and it just keeps cracking on the corner of my mouth, and it hurts so bad, and I eat a lot of ketchup, so that makes it very complicated.
Why? How does the ketchup? Is it just because it's so acidy?
Yeah, it hurts so bad.
I love that your issue is that ketchup is really playing a major part.
I have to
brace
myself when I take a bite of my In-N-Out because I'm like, oh, this is going to hurt, but it's worth it.
I have a question. I've actually thought of you yesterday, speaking of ketchup, which is not something I can say about many people. I know you're opinionated on ketchup with the whole Heinz-Hunts debate.
Well, I thought I was, but then on a cheat day one time when we tested it, I was a fraud and didn't know the difference.
Well, here's my question for you. Riddle me this. Do you like to eat ketchup and or mustard on your grilled cheese sandwiches? Because this was a new revelation to me. And I heard that it's a thing.
So I don't like mustard to begin with. That actually makes me want to throw up. It's worse than mayonnaise.
I love mustard.
Oh, I'd rather eat mayonnaise with a spoon out of the jar. And
why?
Is it too spicy?
Is it too spicy for you?
No, it's such a specific, strong, overwhelming flavor that even if there's just a tiny bit of mustard on something, you can taste it.
So what's your plan to help rectify the situation so you can continue guzzling ketchup?
But back to grilled cheese, I think I've tried it with ketchup on accident almost because there's fries with it.
Right.
But it's not something I go out of my way to do. But we always talk about food and it's always right before lunch. And now I want a grilled cheese. My friend's grandma grew up eating these grilled cheeses that she used to make. Oh, my God. They were the best. I don't know what she did differently. Probably just cooked it in lard or something. But
absolutely. That butter game. Or you should put mayo on instead of butter. That's what I've been told. It's eggs and oil mixed together, slabbed on carbs. Hello, with cheese.
You know, it might be a game changer. She used to
very
crust off for us too.
But the reason I think there is something to this ketchup discussion, and then I'll wrap it up, is that it's basically like the after school special, which is a grilled cheese with a cup or a bowl of tomato soup.
See, but
it's
that's what I prefer.
The highly processed version.
Just more sugar.
Exactly. I hope your mouth starts feeling better.
Thanks.
Back to that.
It's been healing, but I just noticed it in the camera. So if you see that in the video version, I don't have herpes.
But you look flawless on this video. Let's just be real. Anyone who watches this on YouTube knows that Lily always looks amazing in the videos. And I was like a wet weasel.
That is because I turn on all of my lights and just blow everything the fuck out.
Oh my
gosh. What are you over?
Well, as you can see, again, if you are watching this in video format, I look to be in some sort of cabin in the woods right now with a tiny little stove.
Very interesting decor.
Lots of interesting decor going on at Phil and Judy's house, my parents, because that is where I am currently. So what I'm over is also something that has brought me so much joy, the fact that this is actually happening. So what I'm over is the fact that this morning, we found out that there was these electricians coming to our house to do some work. And I didn't really know that it was happening today. And I was obviously completely unprepared. And since our house is so small, we have no outdoor space and nowhere to escape to in general. I was like, I got to go to my parents' house. I got to like throw all my podcast equipment in my car and get over there ASAP. So it's just been kind of a wild morning. But here's the reason why I can't complain that much. For the last year and a half, the light fixture in our kitchen or our dining room has been completely out.
I remember it not even working when you first installed the...
Oh, I got it fixed. I got a new one and then it broke again. So this is the second time this has happened. I think it's because when I moved into my place, I renovated it and added so many new electric items that I've like blown the fuse or something. But because of COVID, we haven't been able to get anybody out to fix it. And also, we've been so busy working on like other people's houses. We haven't had time to fix our own. So we have been living in complete darkness. Like the only light in our house is one that comes from a ring light. And so today we are having not only the light fixture fixed, we're also having a bunch more can lights installed, which are like the lights you probably have at your house.
Yeah, that are above.
Inserted into the ceiling. And for the first
time, recessed lighting.
Yes. For the first time ever, I will no longer be living in darkness. And I feel as though, and correct me if I'm wrong, living in darkness drastically affects your mood.
Maybe that's why I'm depressed.
I'm telling you.
I was just going to say, I feel like I sit in darkness most of the time.
No, open up those windows, get that natural light in there. I promise you it changes your mood. So I'll report back next week with a full report on how the lighting has changed my life. But for now, it's been a morning of it, you know, but I'm grateful that I'm here in Downey. Good old Downey. You love Downey.
It's always very relaxing when we go. I like going to your parents' house.
Melissa, our producer, who's also on this podcast, this summer, you're going to have to come on over to the Davis Oasis. My parents' house does have a name, the Davis Oasis. And this is a fun place to have a party at. So just get
ready. Her parents are just very accommodating. Am I allowed to share this? Should we talk about my birthday?
Yes. So let's just jump into the show, but not quite yet, because we need to hear from
our
listener and what they're
So sorry.
So in case you guys are new here, here's the jam. We want you to be a part of the show. So give us a call, 562-661-5729, and leave us a voicemail, 3 minutes or less, letting us know what grinds your gears while you're over.
Hi, Jocelyn. Hi, Lily. My name's Jordan, and I have something to share with you that I'm just super over. So we all know the good old paywall on articles. I get it. I work in communications. We always make our money. But you know what I don't get is paywalls or limiting articles on recipe websites without a heads up about your article limit or about your visit limit. Because here's the thing. If you're in the middle of cooking like a 20-step recipe and you're using your phone for your recipe as reference, you know what happens. You know, you're cooking, you're doing your thing, and then all of a sudden your phone closes and so you need to reload the web page. Well, if that happens and the recipe is more than like 3 steps, then now you're locked out of your recipe and you don't know the next step. And you're halfway in the middle of this meal and you don't know what's going on. And so they're just like, oh, sorry, you don't get to the end unless you pay me, you know, $15 for the monthly subscription. And again, I don't mind paying for that content, but a heads up, if I have to scroll for freaking 10 pages to hear about how your cupcake, you know, that you made for your blind dog at the daycare was just the best thing that you've made in order for me to learn how to like beat an egg, then you could give me a heads up about your paywall. That's all I'm saying. I just want to be able to cook using my phone instead of recipe books without, you know, some mid-meal catastrophes, which may or may not have happened to me. So that's what I'm over. Hope you guys have a great day.
Wow. Guess I'm going to give Jordan a podcast. Jordan needs a podcast. I literally wanted
to interrupt her halfway through and be like, I have a solution because I run into this all the time.
Wait, there's a solution?
Well, I don't run into the exact problem because like...
when all the recipes you're cooking.
Yeah, because I'm not cooking. But as you know, and as I talk about all the time, but no one ever sees, so everyone probably thinks I'm lying. I've been working on this Epstein project for...
Oh, I've seen it. Like, I can testify.
Like a year now. I've seen it. And most recently, I've been trying to finalize my script. But I can't because every time I'm like trying to look up one small fact to just like fact check something in my script, I'll be like, oh, I'll just go look really fast. And any article I click on is either, oh, you've already seen all of your articles for the day, or it's a paywall. So here are the solutions. If you've already hit your articles for the day, all you have to do is open it up in an incognito window. Because then it like
really
hides. It like, I don't know if it like doesn't use your cookies or something. It like doesn't realize that you've been there before. So then it starts your article living over. And I don't think it runs out if you're only.
You are such a hacker.
So that one's great. Oh my gosh. And then someone shared with me when I was complaining about news articles having a paywall, which the people that responded were so sassy. And they're like, how do you expect them to make money? I'm like, advertising. Like, I'm not on like these obscure websites that it's right. Like they need a Patreon to survive. Like, they haven't always had a subscription-based internet stuff. So yes, I understand that there's, especially if it's like maybe like a niche, like I know even the David Dobrik story, people were complaining that that was behind a paywall, but I feel like a lot of the times YouTube news is behind a paywall because they wouldn't pay reporters to cover it,
right?
Unless people are going to look for it. So I kind of get if it's like a more niche audience, but apparently the solution, which like, sorry, news sites for sharing, but you're stupid. You add a period after com.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, literally just a period after the com in the address.
In the web address.
So it's like businessinsider.com, add a period and then refresh and then it goes away.
What?
It's like you're logged in.
Lily, you are such a hacker. I
didn't figure that out. Someone told me, but it's been a game changer. I'd say it works like 70% of the time.
I cannot wait to ask my brother, who actually, like, I feel like he works here a lot, so I'm getting a lot of his vibes in this room. He's a total hacker. Okay. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that now that he's like a teacher, an elementary school teacher. But I wonder if he knows about that. That's a game changer because I didn't even know that the recipe world had paywalls.
That doesn't surprise me. And especially that they would do it so it runs out halfway through. So then it's like they're forcing you into paying.
That's mean. I think I agree with Jordan. It's like she gets it. Everybody's got to make their money. Everybody's got to pay their bills. I totally appreciate that. But I want to know before I get to step three.
I'll say they don't ever give you. That's not cool. They never give you a heads up.
That's not cool, man. That's not cool, man.
Because I get that all the time. It's like, you've read your limit for the day and it's like three articles. And I'm like, I didn't even know these were all on the same website.
But the one thing I have noticed with recipes, because I've been like cooking a lot more over the last year, is that we're used to like being video creators who are creating content for people with like the time limit or like the, what's the word I'm looking for? They have the attention span is like 5 seconds long. So we're used to like serving it up really, really fast. Okay, let me tell you, people who write for websites and do recipes on websites that are linked through on Pinterest, Jordan wasn't kidding. They'll give you like a 45-page backstory about how the recipe was created by their family in the year 8. And it's like, just shut up. What do I need to put in this?
That's not even limited just to recipes. I've seen that on like normal. I'll get clickbaited and be like, this person rescued their dog from a bear. And then I literally get sucked into, not only is it so long and like includes the most random details that you did not need to know, but they put it across 15 pages. So you have to go to a next, like you have to click next and go to page 2 to be able to see the next part of the story, which is like a sentence. And it's because every time you click on a new page, it's a new impression for them. So they get more money for advertising.
Freaking geniuses. So
they shouldn't need a fucking paywall.
Listen, Lily, all I'm saying, or what I was going to say, is we need a paywall, but I think we already have one on Patreon. So if you guys are not over there, come join us because I think we put up our unedited versions on Patreon, right? Yes, Melissa is saying yes. Thank you so much that someone here knows what's going on. It's not me or Lily. Fantastic. Oh, yes, yeah, so it has all the bad cuss words, all the curse words, like the F-bombs and the S-H-I-T
word. So scandalous.
We're so scandy. Anyways, guys, thank you, Jordan, for calling. And I'm so sorry we couldn't agree with you more. And
I hope those tips help.
I honestly do think you need a podcast because you were very enticing to listen to. Anyhow. If you guys want to call this show, 562-661-5729. And with that, it is time to jump into a virtual birthday party for our sweet, sweet Lils who just celebrated the big 3-1 earlier this week. And I can't wait to hear how it was because I didn't get to see you in person. Cry me a river.
To be honest, it wasn't that exciting, but one thing that a little controversial, but I was very safe and I wore my mask. I went to a restaurant.
How was it? Did you go inside or outside?
Over a year.
Wow. What was it like? What was it like? Was it different? Was it
strange? And it was so weird to eat food that wasn't fast.
Please tell me you got some sort of steak fillet sort of situation.
We went to, it's called Lure Fish House.
Okay. Did you get fish and chips?
I did. And it was like the best fish and chips I've ever eaten. Like melted in your mouth. It was nice and flaky. I went with my mom and her husband and my sister. All of them were vaccinated. And I feel like the rest of Camarillo was vaccinated too. It seemed there was so much traffic to get there. It's usually
interesting.
It takes like an hour, 45 minutes, maybe if I'm driving fast and there's no traffic. It took me at least an hour and a half to get there. And I was just
stopped
crazy on the freeway. But we ate inside, but they had a lot of, it was like everything is so spread out. So they've taken over, it was in like a big shopping center. So they've taken over a massive part of the parking lot and they had a bunch of people in a tent. But we sat inside and there was like no one for like 50 feet of us.
I think the rule is that they're allowed to have 10% capacity currently, which like is basically three people inside of a restaurant.
Yeah. It was literally there was no one even remotely near us.
That's crazy. So the gyms in LA have just reopened and I haven't gone to like my gym, LA Fitness. I'm just pay like $10 a month for 100 years. But
well, Chris, now you have your Peloton.
Yeah, so I'm working out at home. I love Cody Rigsby. I love the Peloton. But Chris went to LA Fitness and I was like, oh my gosh, what was it like? Because usually pre-COVID, that place is like germs dripping off the walls. So gross.
Question.
No offense to LA Fitness, but it's really gross in there.
Question. I don't know if you'll know the answer to this, but I know that COVID is supposed to be transmitted through like
mostly
juices.
Through like, yes. Yeah, through your breath. Through,
does
like,
that include in your sweat? Breath.
You know what? I don't know. I feel like there's been a lot of like controversy about whether or not you can get it through touch or through like surfaces.
I heard that it doesn't live on surfaces particularly long.
Yeah, I think it's just respiratory
juices.
So you obviously still have to like wear your mask inside. But Chris said LA Fitness could only operate at 10%. Which means it's a 4-story LA Fitness. It is freaking huge.
One person on each floor.
He's like, literally haven't seen a person the whole time I'm inside there. He said that it's capacity 90 people, but it's 4 floors. So you don't even see anyone.
I just bought that. Are you?
did you get Max a birthday gift for yourself? Because we need to get back to talking about your birthday. So
I did.
Sorry,
you guys. I got distracted because Max, unless he has had this, I got it for him last night and he already got the squeaker out. I should note, though, it's not a squeaker that actually squeaks because I can't handle that. So I strategically buy him the ones that are like, dogs can hear it, but people can't.
That's hilarious.
He probably goes to Lisa's and he's like, oh, my God, there's this whole world of noise I didn't know about.
So last year, your birthday fell on like literally the day that COVID started.
We should have just gone. We had this awesome Joshua Tree trip planned and it was like 12 of us. And the place, I've talked about this before, but it was like a Western themed movie set. And it was just going to be great. And I canceled it.
We're still doing it. We're still going to do it at some point.
Eventually.
Yes. We're still going to do it at some point.
Even this year, I feel like we probably could have. Most of my friends have been vaccinated at this point. Does that mean that you're good to go?
So the rule is that, yeah, you still have to follow certain guidelines, like that you should only be around people who are either very, very low risk, like people that are young and healthy like us, or people who have already been vaccinated, and that you should really only be with people within, I think, 3 different households, and you shouldn't go over 6 people. I don't know. There's a lot of numbers, and we know how I do with numbers. So just go read the internet.
I was gonna say, I'm still only, and you should still wear a mask.
Yes, 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 yes.
The only people I've seen are my family now.
But okay, so your birthday was like the kickoff to this whole situation last year. And now we're a year later coming to the tail end. So like, how would you say the 2 birthdays compare? Because a lot of people have not had 2 birthdays during this COVID era. Like, you're kind of special.
I feel so special. Honestly, I feel like they're just kind of depressing.
Yeah.
It's just like,
I get that.
But like, what is that? Like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not a huge like, oh my God, my birthday. That's so exciting. I love it. But like, at least usually I can do something with people. So then it kind of reminds me it's my birthday. I think it's depressing during quarantine because it's like the same day.
It's like Groundhog's Day. I actually had a photo pop up in my memories that I don't think I sent you, but I should have. And it's from your birthday, probably 3 or 4 years ago. It was when we were working at Clever. And it was the same day that Jill and our producers had a whole room, not just one, but a whole room of puppies delivered to us.
I have to say, Jill actually sent me a picture from that. Was like, can you believe this was years ago? But I will correct you. It was Bridget that took care of
it
that.
It was Bridget.
And that was, I think, one of the best birthdays of my entire life. You guys, I was working all day and I was like frantically like doing stuff in my office. And I remember they came in and they were like, Lily, can you come here for a second? I'm like, oh my God, I'm what in trouble. Now? Like, Jesus. And then we go down the hallway. It was just a full room full of puppies.
I know. Your reaction was freaking awesome. And then later that night, we had like a very small intimate pizza party over at your house, which just reminded me of like such a fun era when you lived so close to the office and we would just like all go hang out over at your house and have our own personal happy hour at your apartment.
I was thinking about that the other night. About not even just like Clever people, but like in general, I think whenever I'm out drinking, I'm always like super excited to go home. So the first thing I do is offer for everyone else to come. So then I like can still hang out with people, but then like we can just be in my apartment.
Yes.
And that's been something notorious for me for my entire life, I think.
It has. Absolutely.
I like making people come to me.
But I'm wondering now too, Lils, like, because I have a lot of thoughts on this, but now that you are in the 30s, okay? I mean, if you're old, I'm in the grave. Okay, so let's just say that first.
Wait, I was actually thinking, though, how old were you when I started at Clever?
That is literally what I was thinking in the shower yesterday. No, I wasn't. I was already in my 30s because we sold Clever, I think, around the time that you started working with us.
You must have, like, been 30.
I was 31, I think.
Because I was 22.
Or 30. Yeah. And yes, I was 30 when I met you. And then we sold Clever that year. And I've known you since I was like, isn't it weird that you're the same age? Like, imagine meeting a cute little 22-year-old who you were like, never leave me. Isn't that a funny concept?
I'm more thinking of you as my age now. But you seemed so much more together.
Well, LOL. I was still definitely living on corn nuts up until that time that we sold Clever, which was like, oh my gosh, thank God that happened. That was amazing. But yeah, it was a very different era and time. But now that you are a woman in her 30s, in her prime, okay, how are you feeling about like the very stupid topic of aging? Which has a negative connotation. I think it should have a positive one.
Discovered that apparently no adults know what's going on.
No.
And you never feel like an adult. And I feel like that's a common misconception that you're like, oh, when I'm this age, I'm going to be a grown up. No, no, you're never a grown up. Everything's always overwhelming and scary. And you never know what's going on.
And also, though, I think there's a lot of positivity associated with that because my grandpa lived until he was 84, right? Mm-hmm. The man never got old. He would be like, what's up with all these old people going to dinner at 5 p.m.? I can't stand old people. And I'd be like, bro, you're old too. And he's like, no, that's only a thought. If you remain youthful, your life will be good. So as long as you think you're like basically a child in all the right ways, you're going to have a much better life. Well, and I think it's all a mindset.
And then even when you realize that, like, I'll look at stuff people are doing like in college, and I'm like, on one hand, I can be like, oh, that feels like yesterday that I was doing that. But then on the other, I'm like, oh God, I'm so tired even just thinking about doing that. Then I'm like, wow, I have gotten old.
But what wisdom do you think? You know how people, I used to always be like, oh, shut up. Like, people would be like, in your 20s, you're like really living, but in your 30s, that's when you really know yourself and you're confident. And I'd be like, everyone needs to stop saying this. Like, what does that even mean? And then I was like, eh, it's actually true.
A good example would be like, I used to feel like this isn't supposed to be deep, like alcoholic status, but like, I feel like if I would go somewhere, like even a party or something, it'd be like, oh God, or a date. It'd be like, oh, I have to like, at least have a few beers first. Yeah. Like, I have to pregame everything. And I would go to events and like not be like wasted, but like I'm definitely having some liquid
courage.
Yeah. Encouragement to go. But I think now that isn't as like, I don't feel as required to do that. And I think it's because I'm more comfortable that I have things to say. And not that I was like
a lot of sense.
Insecure that I didn't have things to say before. It was just like, I think I was just like tired and like didn't want to have to try. And now it's like, I don't feel like I have to try because
you're comfortable with just who you are in general. Yeah. You
know, I think it's funny? Like I've been here in this body longer. So like I'm more familiar with what's in my brain.
As you're saying that, I'm like the polar opposite, because when I was younger in my 20s and so like obsessed, and I mean, I still am, I guess, in some ways, like with achievement and like doing things and like getting to the next level and doing X, Y, and Z, I was very scared to ever have a drink or drink too much around people, because loosey-goosey jaws comes out. And maybe I'm a little too fun. Maybe I say something weird. Maybe I do something weird. Maybe my dance moves are too much for people. And now, as I'm 38, I'm like, bring on the second glass of rosé. I'm ready for it. I don't care. You know? But it's all like such an individual sort of thing.
And that's, I feel like I have always been very blessed to be able to trust my drunk self. That like I could be completely blacked out, and when I wake up in the morning, I'm not like, oh no, what did I do? Like, oh my God, me and my friend Kaylin used to talk about this all the time, because
wait, is she the tall friend? Is she tall?
No, I think you actually briefly met her. She lives in San Francisco.
Oh, I love her. She's great. Yes.
She came to our hotel and we got breakfast that time.
Yeah.
She and I were roommates at one point, and our other roommate was out of town, and we had gone out, and the two of us are very like agreeable, just like, yeah, whatever you want to do. So we went out and started pre-gaming, and we both totally blacked out, have no idea what happened. Wake up in the morning, we're like, whoa, what did we do last night? And we kept saying that this is like not something you want to hear after a night like that, but everyone we talked to was like, you guys were so funny last night.
And what does that mean? Like comedy?
Literally. And we're like, what does that mean? And they're like, oh, you guys are just hilarious. It's like, what is, because
that is
of
so
why?
Funny.
Like,
that
and they
hilarious.
Never would ever like elaborate enough to give you an idea. So that was the most concerning. But otherwise, like, I've always been very like, I feel like it would make me less like, I didn't have social anxiety or anything, but it just makes you just not care anyway. And I was lucky enough that I never did stuff that I was embarrassed by. So it was like, drunk Lily will take care of it.
But at this point, you're just kind of feeling like you don't need that anymore, which I think is great. And also like probably more healthy
well,
in general.
And honestly, it's not even that I wouldn't want to. It's not being drunk that I don't like, but I just can't deal with being hungover. And it just been, the older I get, the worse. Like I can have a couple beers and it could just sit wrong and it makes
That's
my stomach.
I
feel like
I
can't be productive for like the next 2 days.
No, not at all. But what other stuff, like, what are you excited about either just this year or like in the 30s to do or have happen? Let's start with this year. What is Lily's like 31-year fun goal.
We're going to manifest this because I just need to find someone to join me.
Okay.
And maybe you would like to, but
yes.
I basically want to do like some kind of cross-country road trip.
Love that.
Or not even cross country necessarily, but I want to, I think I told you, I found some ghost towns that are super cool. They're like more like in like Nevada and California. But to find either a boyfriend or a friend that will, that's the problem. Like, I wish I just had more friends that didn't have jobs.
Well, I think interestingly too, even though something that's different between you and I that I know my sister really faced that was like challenging for her is that she got married at 30, which to me is still super young, but all of her friends got married in their early 20s. So by the time she was 30 and I was 32 and definitely single, she didn't have any friends who like didn't have like a newborn at home or whatever.
No, or even just that, like, do I invite both of them? Like, it's like they have their own life and they have something else going on. Yeah.
But for me, I was really fortunate because all my friends got married like now. So I always like had someone to go with.
And you were at work when there's like everyone was married to work, basically.
Exactly. And that was something that was so fun, I think. But I think you should manifest that. And I will absolutely join you for the non- like demon infested portions of the trip. Okay.
That's, I just feel like there's so many random, and especially with my Airbnb hobby now where I just like peruse and look at cool like tree houses in the middle of nowhere, that there's so many cool places. And I found the things I like to do aren't necessarily like go to cool events and stuff. I'm like, no, I just want to like go like get cozy in a cabin somewhere.
Isn't it funny how all of that changes too? How you're just like, I actually just want to go somewhere and like stay there and not do anything else at all.
Literally.
I do have an idea for a road trip show. Maybe we could shoot them concurrently together. I want to do a show. I'm going to manifest this right now, called Road Flip instead of Road Trip. And I want to go on the road for like, I don't know, a couple of weeks or something and just flip spaces at people's houses. Like, redo their backyard or like redo one of the rooms, not the whole house. That's not possible, but it's called Road Flip. Do you like it or do you hate it?
No, I like it.
And then while we're there, we could like spotlight the town and show off like kind of the restaurants, what there is to do there.
So that's because I love like a good, like, I'm as if I go to them all the time, but like a town kind of in the middle of nowhere where everyone kind of like there's a local place that everyone goes to. And
like Yes Theory, didn't they do a series like that?
All of their videos.
I'm manifesting you dating one of them because they're very cute. And I saw them at a red carpet and I was like, who are they? And then I realized I recognized them like a stalker from their videos. So next time I see one of these Yes Theory lads, I'm going to inquire as to their relationship status for you. Okay, so you're going on a road trip this year. That is happening. Absolutely.
But also that will depend on my back, which has been better, but still an issue.
Well, here's the thing, Lily. A road trip doesn't need to be driving from here to Kansas. It can be driving from LA all the way down to Newport Beach. You know,
that's true.
45 minutes to an hour.
To like Ojai.
It's beautiful.
That would be
there.
Nice. I want to go to Big Sur. I'd love to go back to Oregon.
Okay, so now that we know what you want to do during 31, what are we manifesting for 30s?
Figuring out what my career is.
I like that. Do we ever figure it out though? I don't know.
But like when people ask me now, I'm like, great question.
You're a content creator and you can tell them I'm a creative genius. And that's what Jocelyn refers to me as.
But I think it's more like people like my mom, like, how do you make money? I'm like, oh, great question.
Great question.
I'm still able to pay my rent this month. So.
So back to your birthday this year, you had dinner with your mom, her husband, and your sister. You had a nice little fish and chips spread. And what else did you do to treat yourself for the rest of the day?
Well, my manager, Kendall, and my friend Caroline both sent me Sprinkles cupcakes.
Saw that.
So that was great. And then also my mom got this cake that's like... ugh. Literally, you take a bite and you're just like, how does this exist in real life? Where is it? The place is called Bread Basket. And it's like fresh fruit inside a vanilla cake. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, it was actually, we got lunch and then I came home and had my desserts. Oh, Lisa came over and brought me my gift,
which is...
Leave it to Lisa to give me like the most useful gift ever. I was like, this is actually like being like, oh, I didn't know what you want. I'm like, the fact Lisa even got me a present.
She's so sweet.
I was like, you didn't have to do that. And she's like, what are you like doing stuff for your birthday? And like, you haven't been able to for 2 years. So I figured, I'm like, oh, thank you. She Amazoned 2 giant mugs. Which I've been requesting because, you know, I like to have my hot chocolate portion be larger than healthy.
Yes.
But then she also got me a giant box of hot chocolate mix.
That is so sweet. Did you know that they make hot chocolate, like not just like bombs, but like meltable tea bags of hot chocolate?
I haven't seen tea bags. I've seen the bombs, and that has frustrated me for a while, to be honest, because I see people make videos and they just like drop them in or like pour milk on top and suddenly it's like perfectly mixed.
No. I made, have you seen the video of me making hot chocolate bombs?
No.
I can be the first to tell you that on Pinterest, it went viral. Okay.
And I couldn't understand why, because I'm like, I know how it is to stir in the hot chocolate stuff. And it's not, that's why I got a whisker.
So I made hot chocolate bombs for Pinterest in December because it was trending big time. I went over to my sister's house because she has all of the tools to make things. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do like a cute like white chocolate hot chocolate bomb and put like red stuff on it, whatever. I ended up messing it up, okay? And the hot chocolate bombs ended up being pink, which is much more Valentine's Day theme. But apparently the Pinterest audience loves anything that's pink. So my freaking hot chocolate bomb, which was ruined, it was the wrong color, went viral because it was pink, which really worked out. But there's a lot of sausage making that goes into making those bombs, and it's not pretty.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of finger juices on those bombs.
And everyone makes it seem like it's just this, oh, how cute and simple. No. Mm-mm.
I edited the crap out of that video. And if people could see what it actually looked like with like me and my sister just squishing them together with our hands and then dropping. I mean, it's one thing if you're going to drink your own body juice and your own skin particles, but I don't think that you need to be sharing them with other people.
That's gross.
Anyways, happy birthday.
You know what I have to try? Lisa and I bought, and I've had it for a while and I just keep forgetting. I bought, speaking of pink hot chocolate, I bought Nesquik. Strawberry.
Oh, the strawberry flavored?
Because I do love the strawberry milk. That's a big fan. But I've never tried it. I'm like, can you do hot strawberry? Is that a thing? And Lisa was like, yes. I don't see why not. So I haven't tried it, but I'm going to. I'll let you guys know.
I think the year of 31 should be a journey to discover the best hot chocolate on the planet. And perhaps it's the one you're already making at home.
Honestly, I think my problem, back to what I'm doing at 30 and how I feel age-wise, my diet, I feel like I am concerned that I'm never going to cross over into the grown-up food region.
I think, first off, with the whole concept of aging, which again, I said, I think should be a positive connotation and not a negative one, is that I think we all grow up with these ideas that it's like, when I'm 31, I'm going to live in a mansion in Santa Monica. I'm going to have 3 children and I'm going to do X. Like, that's just not actually how life is. And I think as long as you're taking baby steps towards whatever brings you joy and that you're getting a little bit better in some capacity every year, that's all that actually matters. So, Lil, what I'm saying is you don't need to go full vegetarian, but just add in a banana here and there.
I could do that. I like bananas.
You know what I mean? Don't give yourself a hard time. It's just baby steps.
That's true.
You know, and I'll make you a decent vegetable meal. You know I will.
You know, but if you hide them, you know, I'm fine with it.
Well, I'm looking forward to celebrating with you in some capacity very soon because it just doesn't feel right not doing that 2 years in a row.
I know. So Jocelyn texted me and was like trying to plan some kind of outdoor
gathering.
I was
like, do you want to go like to the beach or something?
I've been sleeping so much this past week. And
good for you.
But I don't know why. Like after my birthday, I slept the next day until 6.
That's 6 p.m.?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't go to sleep till like 2:30.
Oh, I was like, wait, so you slept for like 40 hours?
No, but I literally slept for like over 12.
Do you think it's because you had a lot of exertion the day of your birthday?
That my body is like, wow, we went outside. How did we do this?
Well, I gotta say, I'm kind of jealous of you because like over the last 2 to 3 years, I like stopped sleeping. So are you taking like melatonin or something or what?
No, and it's weird because I actually used to take it. Like I used to have to take sleeping pills. Mm. Now I'm like, good for you. I could like lay down and think about sleeping and I'm passed out in 2 minutes.
Good for you. That's amazing. Enjoy it because I can't even when I try. But yes, I would like to celebrate you whenever you're free during daylight hours or those, during like non-middle of the night.
One of those picnics that everyone does.
Oh my gosh.
How that much does those cost?
They're not as expensive as you would think, but what I realized is that they don't come with food.
What?
You have to bring, yes. You can have them get food for you, but like, so for those of you guys who don't know what we're referencing, if you follow like any of the beautiful aesthetic women on Instagram, like I feel like Adeline's done this, Lauren DIY, like everyone on YouTube and Instagram has done these like really aesthetic picnics where like the Picnic Collective, I think is one of the companies. Yeah. And they
set up on like on the beach and it's
on
like
on the beach or at a beautiful park or on a cliff and they make it look really nice. But I looked into it and they don't provide the food.
Well, to be honest, that actually probably is a better thing because I probably wouldn't like the food that they would provide.
Exactly.
But I was going to be like, but then what are you paying for? I mean, it's a gorgeous setup and that's definitely what you're paying for. But it seems like that's weird.
And you can do it for like 3 people up to 6. I don't think you can do it for like huge groups. I don't think.
That does explain why I have seen such different foods on everyone's thing.
Yeah. You should do that. And have like a little hamburger from McDonald's on every plate. That's such a good idea.
Misty Kingma used to have her, and maybe she's, well, I guess she still lives. She lives somewhere else though.
In Colorado. She lives in Colorado.
So maybe she can't go to the beach, but she used to have her tradition was her and one of her best friends would go to the beach and they'd have McDonald's and champagne.
Boop, so cute.
In particular.
Shout out to Misty Kingma, who... If you guys don't know who she is, she's awesome. We worked with her for a long time at Clever, but she's done a lot of different stuff over the years. And she just had a baby recently.
Everyone's growing up.
I know. I'm so proud of her. And lots of good things coming to you this year, Lil, and in your 30s and 40s and beyond. I can just feel it and sense it. You're just at the beginning of the beginning.
Fingers crossed. Shall we move on?
We should move on. Let's move on to the final segment.
Okay.
So long, farewell. I hate us so much more now.
Well, I gotta say, discussing your birthday did bring me a lot of joy. I hope it brought you some.
So much joy.
But what else has brought you joy this week?
Getting all the birthday wishes was very nice. Which I think it's hilarious because I actually wanted to post a birthday picture of some kind, but then I just didn't take any. And you posted a picture.
I posted several in
a nice carousel. But I felt like all of my birthday comments were on your photo. I'd like log in and be like, you have like 50 new comments. I'm like, what are you talking about? I haven't uploaded anything. And then it's all just on yours.
So I love nothing more than... doing an amazing carousel moment for one of my BFFs for the birthdays or whatever. And Lily is the one with the most rich as far as like photo opportunities go, because
it's just such a journey to go on.
First off, you've had so many hair colors. Okay.
Yeah, it's like I look like a different person, but also the exact same person in every single picture.
And you look so good. You're like a weird chameleon. You look good in every hair color. Even the one where it's like black at the roots and blue, you still could kill that look.
I do appreciate that. Thank you. But I feel like I have the opposite feeling when I look back at some of them and I'm like, oh, I thought that was cute at the time, but maybe it wasn't the best choice.
But yes, if you guys want to go wish Lily a belated happy birthday, I left a 10 photo carousel on my Instagram just for you. The first photo is the only photo we took this year.
Which I saw those. I was like, didn't I send those to you like a long time ago? Where have those been?
Oh, I just found them on a Google Drive.
We should post more of them.
We should. They're very, very cute photos. Well, I'm glad you got joy from that, Lil. That's good.
What brought you joy?
Okay, so this is something that I have not discussed on this podcast, but it has been exclusive. Been bringing me joy as well as my mom and my sister. And actually, I should share it with both of you ladies, Melissa and Lily, because the hair care brand Way, O-A-U-I, I don't know, it's all vowels. It's very confusing to me, but I love it. You guys,
it's like another version of we.
It, yes, it smells so transcendent. Even Erin Guilfoyle and I have discussed this at length. She said that their products single-handedly saved her hair, brought it back to life. But you know me, I'm always like trying to take a little taste test of hair products. If I were ever to
Melissa's making a face, eat Jocelyn something used to, more. If it smells good, Jocelyn wants to eat it.
Like, you know, those strawberry shampoos where you're like, ooh, this smells so good.
No one else relates.
I've definitely tasted them in the shower and many times because I'm always like, maybe this one will taste good. But let me just tell you guys
a lot.
Spoiler alert. They usually just taste like soap. I just feel like I should let you guys know that. But these whey hair products smell so freaking awesome. And their dry shampoo is giving Living Proof a run for its money. And that is a hard thing to do because I know you love their products too. So just shout out to Jen Atkin. She's the person who started the brand. She's like a very famous hairstylist. She like does the Kardashians hair.
She was on vacation with Chrissy Teigen.
Her and her husband do math together with them.
Wait, P.S. Have I talked about my expensive shampoo and conditioner?
Did you get Living Proof or what did you do?
Yeah. So Lisa made us go to Ulta one day. And
wait, hold on. What was Lisa getting at Ulta?
She was actually buying some of Dana's products.
Oh, I love that. I love that for her.
So we're walking around and I don't usually go in Ulta. So I'm not usually as tempted to buy a bunch of beauty products. But oh my God, we're in there.
Ulta's
and I'm like,
awesome.
I want that. And I want that. And I want that. And then I got to the Living Proof aisle and I'm like, oh shit. So I usually get the Living Proof, the Living Proof dry shampoo, and I'll get like little tiny ones that they have at CVS. Some CVSs have
the fancy CVSs. Yes.
But it's usually just the dry shampoo. They don't have shampoo and conditioner, which I am seeing a multitude of at Ulta. They're $65 a piece. And I was like, oh, but they're huge. They last a long time. But I was like, oh, over $120 for shampoo and conditioner? But like, is that too much? But I'm telling you, I've used it a couple times. And every time I do, I get so many compliments. Like, your hair looks so healthy. Did you get your hair done? I'm like, no, I just use good shampoo and conditioner, apparently.
You know, I'm a budget queen, but if you need someone to push shampoo and conditioner on you that is good for your hair, I am your girl because I always thought it was fake news about, oh, this product will be good for your hair. No, it's not. It actually works. Plus, if you use a good product, how often are you washing your hair? Like every 17 days?
Literally, so it's made such a difference. And that's, I almost feel like that I don't actually have a bunch of expensive jeans, but I kind of feel like similar about that. That you're like, oh, expensive jeans. No. But then when you try them, you're like, oh, wow, these fit so much better. That's kind of how it is.
Well, I'm happy for you. I'm glad that you treated yourself. Your hair looks amazing, especially when you've been wearing it down. It's the healthiest I've ever seen it.
I'm in a bun right now. I don't know, but.
And maybe we should link to these products in the info section and also in the show notes so that people can go out and live their own best hair dreams as well.
And treat yourself.
Yes. Yes. And with that, I feel like this episode, Lily's birthday episode of Overshare, is over, but we will continue celebrating you until the end of all time. So it's not too late, you guys. Go and send her a sweet little message of love. And again, if you haven't subscribed, please do it. Rate us 5 stars and like review us. Yeah, we need that.
A positive one, preferably.
Yeah, exactly. And with that, happy birthday, Lil. Love you so much.
Thanks.
This episode's over.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.